Watchdog sues feds over impeachment whistleblower communications with Spygate stars. By Edwin Mora on December 27, 2019. Conservative watchdog Judicial Watch this week filed Freedom of Information Act FOIA lawsuits suggesting a deep state effort to remove President Donald Trump attempted by U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, officials, particularly from the FBI. In collaboration with the alleged CIA officer whistleblower Eric Ciaramella, who triggered the stalled impeachment proceeding to remove the American commander-in-chief. In particular, Judicial Watch is seeking any and all communications between Ciaramella, the alleged whistleblower whose complaint sparked what eventually became the Democrats' partisan articles of impeachment that passed the House before Christmas, and any of the major players in the previous hoax scandal against President Donald Trump. Spygate, which served as the origins of the Russia investigation. In a press release, Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton stated, "There is a significant public interest, thanks to the Obama Spygate scandal and the related abusive impeachment of President Trump, in what Eric Ciaramella was up to. CIA operative Ciaramella is documented to be involved in the Russia collusion investigation and was a key CIA operative on Ukraine in both the Obama and Trump White Houses. Our lawsuits are designed to break through the unprecedented cover-up of his activities." In other words, the alleged whistleblower was potentially involved in all efforts to remove Trump from office, even working with DOJ officials from the anti-Trump deep state. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, FBI agent Peter Strzok, and Strzok's mistress, former FBI attorney Lisa Page. Strzok and Page worked on the debunked Russian collusion report. When that failed, the whistleblower leaked information that triggered the impeachment proceedings to remove Trump. Currently at a halt because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, refuses to give their finding to the Senate and allow them to proceed with the trial, which is expected to acquit Trump. But now, according to this lawsuit from Judicial Watch, it appears as though the two efforts, the original Russia hoax scandal and this latest Ukraine effort, were inextricably linked, and some of the major players in both may have been communicating and coordinating on their actions. What's more, the federal government has yet to fulfill its obligations under the Freedom of Information Act FOIA to provide said documents to Judicial Watch, meaning the government is not cooperating and is covering this information up, which has forced the watchdog group to file this lawsuit. On Monday, Judicial Watch noted, "The lawsuit against the DOJ was filed after it failed to respond to November 2019 FOIA requests seeking communications between Ciaramella and former FBI agent Peter Strzok, former FBI attorney Lisa Page, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and or the Special Counsel's Office, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:19-CV-03809. Judicial Watch filed suit against the CIA after it failed to respond to November 2019 FOIA requests seeking all of Ciaramella's emails from June 1, 2016, to November 12, 2019, Judicial Watch v. Central Intelligence Agency, No. 1:19-CV-03807. A series of messages released by the DOJ shows lovers Page and Strzok discussing an insurance policy if Trump won the election. Echoing conservative media outlets, even the Washington Post was forced to admit the so-called insurance plan could refer to a conspiracy to take down Trump. Finding communications that connect Ciaramella to the original Spygate scandal could very well be particularly damning for the Democrats' case against Trump. The FOIA lawsuit filed by the conservative watchdog group suggested the alleged whistleblower worked with various Obama Spygate actors to bring down or at least sabotage the Trump presidency in an act that could be called a coup. Judicial Watch noted, "Judicial Watch recently compiled an extensive list of persons Ciaramella met while in the Obama-era White House. That list includes, but is not limited to, Daria Kalaniuk, co-founder and executive director of the Soros-funded Anti-Corruption Action Center, ANTAC, in Ukraine, Gina Lentini, formerly the Eurasia Program Coordinator at Soros-funded Open Society Foundations, and former Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, who had extensive involvement with Clinton-funded dossier." The logs also reveal that Alexandra Chalupa, a contractor hired by the DNC during the 2016 election who coordinated with Ukrainians to investigate President Trump and his former campaign manager Paul Manafort, visited the White House 27 times. Echoing other news outlets, Judicial Watch described Chiaramella as the whistleblower at the heart of the impeachment probe that has been dominating American attention since the end of September. The whistleblower accuses Trump of engaging in a quid pro quo in which he coerced the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a July 25 call to investigate corruption allegations raised under the Obama administration involving the Ukrainian company Burisma Holdings, which hired former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden worked with the allegedly corrupt campaign from 2014, at the time when the U.S. vice president was in charge of U.S. policy towards Ukraine, through this year. Zelensky and Trump denied the whistleblower allegations, as do the Bidens. Also on Monday, the New York Post, citing court documents compiled by a private investigator for a woman suing Hunter Biden for child support in Arkansas, that Hunter Biden is linked to multiple potential crimes, including money laundering affiliated with Burisma. On Monday, Judicial Watch also announced that the alleged whistleblower leaked information about a May 2017 phone call and a meeting between Trump and Vladimir Putin to the New York Times. So, it is likely that the whistleblower, who had access to phone calls between Trump and other heads of states, was fishing for the right communication to use as impeachment ammunition. Ultimately, the whistleblower released information from a July 25 phone call between the Ukrainian president and Trump, which is at the heart of the impeachment effort. Two articles of impeachment have been adopted by the House, but Pelosi continues to hold on to them and has not transmitted them to the Senate as of yet. Technically speaking, until she does, Trump has not been impeached, according to Democrat witness Noah Feldman of Harvard, who testified later in the process before the House Judiciary Committee on constitutionality questions. But Pelosi says she is holding on to the articles of impeachment for now as leverage over Senate Democrats in negotiations with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, on the structure of a Senate trial of Trump.